How much debt are you carrying? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kate Padgett-Walsh, associate professor of philosophy at Iowa State University, takes a humanistic approach to something most of us share.
The morality of debt is simple, many people think. Don't take on too much debt, pay it off, end of story. But most people also know that this simple idea doesn't fit into the real world and people's actual experiences with debt. How does the morality of debt change when we start taking those realities into account? One reality is that household debt is at staggering and unprecedented levels in the U.S. today. Studies show that this debt is taking its toll. It's eroding physical and mental health, it's contributing to social isolation, and it's even preventing people from starting businesses. This debt is especially punishing for people of modest means, who often live paycheck to paycheck and can only get through emergencies by taking out loans with high and often ballooning interest rates. Many people's debt today also reflects historical injustices, and it reinforces racial and wealth gaps instead of closing them. Finally, many people, even those in the middle class, increasingly are finding today that debt is the only way to access basic goods and opportunities like healthcare and higher education. A second reality is that most debts today are not the relatively simple person-to-person interactions that were once the norm. Most debts today are owned, processed, and serviced by large financial companies. These companies are not primarily in the business of treating debtors with respect and decency, as many billions of dollars in fines and enforcement successes have underscored in recent years. Historically, it was primarily lenders who were viewed as immoral for taking advantage of desperate people, especially the poor. And yet today, we continue to hold debtors to moral standards that financial companies regularly violate. These realities reveal some of the injustices that come from clinging to an outdated moral framework about debt.
That was Kate Padgett-Walsh of Iowa State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.